Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast. Today's word from our Sunday sermon. If after listening you have questions or want to contact us, you can do that at our email, otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com. That's Otisville with two L's. Or check us out at our website at www.otisvillepress.org. We're looking at March 21st sermon, Mark 14, verses 12 to 26. It was the first day of the festival of thin bread, and the Passover lambs were being killed. Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal?" Jesus said to two of the disciples, "Go into the city, where you will meet a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him, and when he goes into a house, say to the owner, 'Our teacher wants to know if you have a room where he can eat the Passover meal with his disciples.' The owner will take you upstairs and show you a large room furnished and ready for you to use. Prepare the meal there." The two disciples went into the city and found everything as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover meal. While Jesus and the 12 disciples were eating together that evening, he said, "The one who will betray me is now eating with me." This made the disciples sad. And one after another, they said to Jesus, "You surely don't mean me." He answered, "It is one of you, 12 men, who is eating from this dish with me. The Son of Man will die, just as the scriptures say, but it's going to be terrible for the one who betrays me. That man would be better off if he had never been born." During the meal, Jesus took some bread in his hands. He blessed the bread and broke it. Then he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take this. This is my body." Jesus picked up a cup of wine and gave thanks to God. He gave it to his disciples, and they all drank some. Then he said, "This is my blood, which is poured out for many people. And with it, God makes his agreement. From now on, I will not drink any wine until I drink new wine in God's kingdom." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. So the other night at Bible and Brew, we were talking about communion, and the study guide we are using for Luke's gospel asked the question, "Can you recall your most moving celebration of Holy Communion? What made it moving?" It's a great question, because while most of the time we are just kind of going along with the flow of a service, there are times that really touch us or open our eyes or make us think when communion is being prepared or blessed or handed out or consumed. So what for you made communion moving? Communion in an unusual place or with a special group of people, perhaps, or particular emotions or ideas that came to you at the time, or just a moment where you felt like you saw communion for what it really was for the first time. We're in the process of planning communion for Easter Sunday at the sunrise service and at the other services too. So maybe it will be communion in the dark, because sometimes we don't get the times right. Maybe that would be memorable. Like you, I have been part of a communion service that was special and memorable, in fact, many times. Like the time right here when one of the elders at the table, who was a recovering alcoholic, noted that all of the chalices looked identical, but two had wine and two had juice. He couldn't take the cup, and I remember being devastated. Or my first communion service here in Otisville, dipping the pita in the cup. I'd never seen that before. Or being given the host by the priest at Mount Carmel at Greg Atlas's funeral mass after he died on September 11, 2001 at the World Trade Center. Or being invited by the bishop presiding at the wedding of Father Carl and Sharon London's wedding to serve the cup to folks. And no, I didn't spill it on anyone, though a few folks might have been shorted a bit. Or attending a communion service modeled on one from Papua New Guinea, where since grapes weren't cultivated, at least at the time the person was there, coconut milk was in the cup and coconut meat was used for bread. And I have been at services where the bread was everything from a hard roll from Mixed Market across the street to matzah to challah bread to our gluten-free Nut Thins, and now the styrofoam wafers held securely on top of the small individual cups we hand out during COVID. To be sure, It's all communion, a remembrance of the Lord's Supper, and that a remembrance of the Passover meal of the Jewish people, the festival of thin bread, as the author of the Gospel of Mark calls it. The meal commanded by God of Israel as a remembrance forever of God's provision for their salvation, the passing over of the angel of death, and their escape from captivity in Egypt. In preparation for the meal, Jesus sends two disciples to Jerusalem to find a room. And in Jerusalem, they meet a man carrying water who led them to the right place. So they prepare the meal, lamb and wine and unleavened bread and bitter herbs and a mixture, at least in modern Judaism, of finely chopped apples, finely chopped nuts, and wine called haroset, which is delicious and looks like the mortar the Jewish slaves would have used to put between the stones of Pharaoh's buildings. A meal that replicates the Passover meal the people ate before the angel of death passed over their blood-painted houses, after which Pharaoh, in mourning for all of the firstborn sons of Egypt who died, kicks out his slave laborers. Communion, then, is a remembrance in the bread and wine, or whatever we have at hand and can set aside to use, that reminds us of Jesus' words at that meal, that they, the bread and wine, represent his body broken and his blood poured out like that of the Paschal Lamb for the people of God. Nothing I can imagine could have been more moving. The shock and awe of the disciples must have been overwhelming, so much so that the disciples ask no questions as they struggle to understand. Nothing we have ever experienced at a communion service could rival the power of these words. And while the previous covenant was sealed in the blood of the Lamb on the doorposts and lintels of the houses of the Jewish people in Egypt in the Passover meal, now the new covenant would be sealed in Jesus' own blood, Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain for our behalf. Now we too have been commanded to do this in remembrance, to take time to think about that meal in the upper room and to taste and see that the Lord is good. That is why on Maundy Thursday, the Thursday night of Holy Week, April 1st this year, we take time to think about that first communion in that upper room and all that it means. We take time to remember the mandatum, the Latin word from which we get mandatory, the command Jesus gives his disciples to love one another, no matter what. And we take up bread and the cup at home or in the worship space, and remember all that has been done for us in Jesus. So, what is your most memorable experience of communion? Perhaps now it will be the next time we break bread and drink from the cup together. May it be so, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for our podcast today. It's been fun. And remember, if you have any questions at all, email us at otisvillepress@hvc.rr.com or check out our website at www.otisvillepress.org. Thanks so much for joining us.